Welcome, and thank you for joining our webinar on the 2014 Farm Bill. Today's program is addressing specialty crop programs, food safety, and the Food Safety Modernization Act, and thoughts for the future. Today's webinar is jointly sponsored and brought to you by the Extension Risk Management Education Centers, the SARA 39 Multi-State Public Policy Issues Education Committee, the Agricultural and Applied Economic Association Extension Section, the Council on Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees, and the Ag and Uncertain Times team, with technology hosted by Montana State University and the University of Wyoming. I'm John Hewlett, Ranch and Farm Management Specialist at the University of Wyoming, and it is certainly an honor to serve as host for today's webinar. And though I act as your moderator, I'm only able to do that through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to make these presentations possible. Our team members' support and the support of their respective institutions help make these webinar offerings a reality. Today's speakers include Dr. Daniel Sumner, Dr. Betsy Binn, and Dr. Shannon Nybergs. I'll provide a more formal introduction for each of them as we begin their respective presentations, but would very much like to welcome them to today's program. And before we get started with the presentations, let me point out that as we proceed, we would like to have you enter your questions for the presenters in the chat window found in the lower left of your screen. Working with our behind-the-scenes team, I will then put those questions to our presenters. So please use that chat window to enter any questions you may have or to report technical problems. As we all know, computers enable us to overcome distances and solve problems, making webinars like this a possibility. However, that same computer technology can also create challenges. So, if you are experiencing difficulties on your end, please do not hesitate to contact our team for assistance. If you're having any trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try using the full screen button that appears as a set of four arrows in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. This button switches between the view you see now and a view where the presentation slides fill the entire screen, making that smaller text somewhat easier to read. But please note that while you're in that full screen mode, you will be unable to see the chat window. So if you simply press that button again to reveal the chat window, you can then enter any questions you might have. At this point, we have a couple of questions we'd like to ask the audience. So if you don't mind giving us a response here on a couple of questions about yourself. The first one asks, what is your primary occupation? We have choices available covering agricultural producer, extension educator, professionals of one type or another. You're certainly welcome to check more than one if more than one apply. And we range down there through government agencies, not-for-profit employees, etc. So thank you for those answers. A second question is asking where your place of business is located. If it's in the Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, Western U.S., or if you happen to be joining us today from the Pacific Islands or an international location, we have choices there for those options as well. You take a minute to give us a response. We appreciate that. Third question, we're wondering what would best describe your situation. Are you currently a producer and marketer of an agricultural product? Or perhaps are you in the process of developing an agricultural product to market? Or are you just simply thinking about it? Choice C there would be that you would like to develop an agricultural product to market. Or perhaps you're on today gathering more information, or E, other, might be in a case where more than one of those choices applies. And I think our fourth question is about how many folks may be participating from your location. Our webinars are offered without a registration required or a fee, so we aren't really sure who all might be planning to join. So if you give us a response here, gives us an indication about how many individuals might be participating, and it's really the only way we're able to evaluate just who might be on and the number of folks at any particular location. All right. Well, thank you again for those responses. We appreciate the feedback. I think we'll move to our first presenter,